Yesterday, old Joe woke up from his afternoon nap to learn that some of his staff had decided that he dropped out of the presidential race and forged his signature on this letter they posted on his Twitter account detailing the supposed reasons. And there'd been a lot of conflict in the Democrat Party about whether or not he should stick it out or whether he should step down. And this was the chairman of his campaign yesterday morning.
We heard, as you know, before you from two allies of Joe Biden who have now changed their position and
joined the coup in order to force him out.
We now look at the tally of roughly 40 lawmakers who have called for Joe Biden to step aside. Clearly,
these were the same exact people who were saying everything was just fine in the hours and minutes before the disastrous debate a few weeks ago.
Leadership is setting up a permission structure for lawmakers to come out and say these things. Has Joe Biden lost control of the Democratic Party?
No, he's not. And he's heard those concerns. And I want to be crystal clear. He's made a decision. And that decision is to accept the nomination and run for re-election, win re-election. And I think that there are those out there that need to hear it again, that he made a decision. He's going to be the candidate. He's going to be the next president. And now it's time to focus on the threat that Donald Trump poses and what the extreme agenda is on the other side.
But there was something else very strange about the letter posted on his Twitter account, aside from the signature, in that it didn't mention Kamala Harris once. You would assume that it would say that he enthusiastically endorses his vice president to pick up where he left off and finish the race. Not a single mention. And so then, about 20, 30 minutes later, another tweet was posted saying that, oh, by the way, she does have my full endorsement to be the nominee of our party. Then Bill and Hillary Clinton praised old Joe for his bravery and making the right decision and endorsed Kamala Harris. And so did George Soros' son, Alexander Soros, or Alex Soros. But other Democrat elites did not. Barack Obama and Nasty Pelosi and Hakeem Jeffries posted statements praising old Joe for doing the right thing, but did not endorse Kamala. Jen Psaki, who used to be the White House press secretary for old Joe before she fled that sinking ship when she saw the writing on the wall, says that they don't expect any serious challengers to challenge Camelface.
But now the DNC and the Democratic Party has to run. They're going to run a process, is my understanding. And the process is going to be, the goal of it is to be, make the vice president look strong and be strong at the end of the process. So that means that's what we're going to see over the next couple of days. We'll learn a lot more about what that looks like.
CBS News is basically reporting the same thing and specifically saying that Gavin Newsom is not supposedly going to throw his hat in the ring.
Sources close to several of the people who might be considered possible challengers to Vice President Harris for the nomination, people close to California Governor Gavin Newsom, people close to Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, all saying they're preparing to stand down. They do not believe that Democrats will challenge Vice President Kamala Harris at the convention in Chicago. Already in this immediate aftermath of President Biden's momentous decision, you see behind the scenes Democratic consolidation. The real race will be for vice presidential nomination on the Democratic side, but it is intriguing to me as a reporter, but there's no one at this moment preparing behind the scenes to challenge Vice President Harris.
But that still doesn't mean that it's going to be Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump in November. It still could be Gavin Newsom. They're testing the water with Kamala to see how she polls, to see if the media and all the Democrat pundits can get behind her and try to prop her up and create some kind of astroturfed, gaslighting excitement around her. And if that doesn't work, then it's still up to the delegates at the convention, and they could decide on anyone they want. It still could be her, because the Democrats are still in a bind, as, surprisingly, one of the old bags from The View, Sonny Hostin, accurately articulates.
Kamala, if she is leapfrogged and there's just some open convention, no Democratic nominee can win without the black vote. Black women will not support Kamala Harris being looked over. Why? Because she is ready, overlooked. But if she is ready.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't see this one. she's obviously not ready, but she was right about the part how there's going to be a lot of black women out there who are going to be absolutely furious if Kamala was passed over. And so they don't know what to do. So Democrats, this very well could be your candidate.
Want to hear the most annoying sound of the world?
It certainly is. And in a strange way, it's actually good for us that the American people are going to be hearing a whole lot more of it. And upon hearing the news, the Trump campaign had this ad ready to go.
Kamala was in on it. She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president is in good shape, in good health,
tireless, vibrant, and I have no doubt about the strength of the work that we have done.
But Kamala knew Joe couldn't do the job, so she did it. Look what she got done. A border invasion, runaway inflation, the American dream dead. They created this mess. Kamala owns this failed record. Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
But Richard Maddow, who is obviously not taking the news very well of the Democrat Party completely collapsing, is claiming that this is great news and is now worrying the Trump campaign.
I think we now know what's going to happen over these next 3.5 months, and I think we now know what's going to happen in November. And I think that the Republican Party was very, very, very happy to have Donald Trump running against Joe Biden. That's why they were so quiet about Joe Biden and about this whole fight within the Democratic Party about his fitness and his age and all these other things, because they were just crossing their fingers, hoping that President Biden would stay in, because
we were not quiet. We were enjoying the ride. We were cheering on old Joe. We were hoping that he was going to stick it out.
Because they thought they had it in the bag if they were going to run against him in November.
Well, we would have definitely had it in the bag. That's a sure thing.
And now their plans are completely scrambled. And so I think we'll hear a lot of different messaging from the Republican side. But this is a bad day for the Donald Trump campaign. This is a day when you start thinking, oh, man, maybe we shouldn't have picked that guy as the running mate. Maybe we're going to need to do some new stuff. I mean, this is scramble. This is a day of mad scrambling on the Republican side.
Oh, on the Republican side. So we are the ones now who are scrambling and trying to get our party together. Unlike the Democrat Party, we have been thrilled with our nominee for many years. As Hulk Hogan put it, Trumpomania is running wild. And so, of course, I had to post a new Trumpomania shirt in my online store at markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. Or if that's not your style, I am 100% sure that you will enjoy the new Fight for Trump shirt, which also is available, of course, in my online store, markdice.com. So head on over there or click the link in the description below and check them out.